Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This guy right here, let's see if he's here. Yeah, that guy. You see that guy just appeared? Dr. Batar. Better late than never, Rashi.
Maybe.
Well, I'm sorry. I was actually, this is my third interview today, and it's been kind of crazy, but I just finished with, what is it, Next News Network, and
Gary Franchi. Yeah, good
Gary Franchi told me to tell you hi, and that just had a lot of complimentary things to say about you, Robert, and I, of course, told him that he was totally wrong.
Totally wrong, yes.
10 years, and everything he said was false, and
Gary's a good guy.
Yeah, he was supposed to be 30 minutes. I think we were on there for an hour and 15 minutes. He said it's airing tonight, and he's already asked me to come back again, but the first thing that we did this morning was with Dr. Judy Mikowitz, and that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear about it. I know that you're showing up late, and I've got a secondary interview scheduled bottom of the hour. I can delay it a little bit, or we can take a break and come back to it. But for now, I want to know what's the update, because you have been barnstorming the media. There are requests for interviews like never before. It used to be, don't touch Dr. Batar. It's like, now they can't touch you enough.
Yeah. Well, mainstream media is still not covering it, and that's the thing that outrages me, is that the Surgeon General came out on Monday night or Monday evening and made the statement that, you know, essentially that they weren't going to be following the contagion model anymore, that they weren't going to – hold on one second here, Robert, sorry.
Right. No, you had gone public to say that they had announced the Surgeon General, they weren't following Fauci and Bill Gates and WHO.
Right. Correct.
And so that was big news in mainstream media. It's like crickets.
Well, actually, their response was outrageous, because I saw that when I got off my live stream. I was really excited. I put out another, you know, video at 1 o'clock in the morning, and thinking that's going to be all of the media. Nobody covered it. Instead, ABC came out and said that the studies now show that it's going to be 2022, so another 2 years before people can get past the social distancing.
And by that time, we're all in the Stone Age again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the other one, Fox. I'm sorry, it was New York Post put out something that now the new CDC guidelines are stating that the 6 feet social distancing wasn't adequate. We had to go to 13 feet. And I'm looking for all this stuff. I'm like, where did this information go? What the Surgeon General said, nobody covered it. And so anyway, that video that I put out, 5 minute video, 1 o'clock in the morning, it's not even been 48 hours. Yeah, see, I guess it has been 48 hours now. Last I checked, that somebody told me it had 2.6 million views on Facebook. It's already crossed 500,000 on YouTube, and it's been shared on Facebook like 59,000 times. It's been shared on YouTube, and they're shadow banning me now. I can tell, because there are people that have sent in, like, not hundreds, but maybe 1,000 or more people have sent in saying, I don't know why. Can you change your settings so that YouTube doesn't keep on unsubscribing me? And I'm like, we have no control over that. There's unsubscribing people. So anyway, the media is so complicit in this fiasco and this false
absolutely unmitigated disaster, or they are intending for a disaster to continue to occur based on their reporting. Let me plot you into two more shots here, Dr. Batar. Super Don, chat for a moment while I do this. Any comments or questions coming through? No, but no one else can. That's why I just got to plot you into this show. Give me a moment. So, Super Don, real quick, we're going to get Dr. Batar into the other two shots.
Yeah, I was going to talk to them, but then they'd only hear one side of the conversation. So
no, I know. But it only take a second. No, they've been hearing us, but not you. Now they can hear you and see you, so we're back, so we're good.
They were hearing you before.
Oh, yeah, no, I wanted to plot you into additional shots.
For the last few seconds.
People don't want to watch Super Don while you're talking. They want to see you.
I got you. Well, I just wanted to let you
know. I could lip sync, maybe.
Yeah, like a bad Chinese movie, right? So here's what I want to let you know, and Gary told me it's going to be released at 9 p.m. Eastern time, but so you know, Robert.
Yeah.
I talked about the Robert Scott Bell Show, I said the next news network and the Robert Scott Bell Show are the new media, and that's what people need to be getting the news from. So
yes, thanks for not stepping on the little people on the way to your, you know, massive stardom.
Hey, who called who last night at 1 o'clock New York time?
Right, forget it. Forget sleeping. We don't have time to sleep anymore. No, hey, Roger.
I called you, so I'm not forgetting anybody. And this isn't about stardom. This is about.
Oh, I know. That's why I can tease you, because we know what this is all about, and it's so important. I'm so glad this is happening. You know, it's these disasters that and fear mongering. There's the upside. You know, it's waking people up, and it serves its purpose. And I said to Jonathan Emord last hour that no matter what the government tries to do, if you stay connected to spirit and God, you will be directed around it, and you will flourish no matter what. So it isn't a zero sum game scenario.
That's a beautiful statement, Robert. And it's interesting that in the seven toxicity philosophy, they've hit us on the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth toxicities. The seventh one, spiritual, that's where they made a mistake, because mankind, when they are challenged, will rise. And I think this is an incredible time to be alive. It's an opportunity for us to make this planet a much better, much more tolerant and loving and abundant planet. And we have the technology for this. No more pitting Democrat against Republican. No more pitting black against white, Jew against Christian, Muslim. You know, all these differences that accentuated, they're trying to divide us, and then they're going to conquer us. And they forgot the seventh component, which is a spiritual component, and they can't make us toxic there, and that's what's going to allow us to rise.
Yeah, amen, amen. So, Rashid, what else can you tell the Robert Scott Bell Show audience about what you've been up to? I'm sure that most of them are up with you, but still, in terms of your interaction with other media that we didn't used to connect with with the regularity and the demand that now you're out there doing.
Well, you know, I did there's a lot of people that, not a lot, but probably a dozen or so people that, you know, contacted me over the first month, 2 months that you and I weren't doing our advanced medicine Mondays anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, did you and Robert have a falling out? I was like, yeah, hell yeah. You know, I have to tell people that we're still good friends. We'll always be good friends. It's just that I felt like I needed to change. I felt like I needed to talk to people more on issues that weren't not necessarily about what's going on in the world. It's more about issues that are going on with their health. And that's why we started kind of doing the Facebook thing, and that kind of blew up. And, you know, we had a couple of, I was probably at a couple hundred people and then got to 1,000. And then from that point on, it kind of started trickling up. But this recent thing was not planned. It wasn't orchestrated. It just happened. And it happened because I basically thought that there were going to be many doctors who were going to come out and talk against this. And, you know, a couple of days went by and I'm like busy with doing what I need to do. I mean, I placed an order for 10 times the normal amount of intravenous selenium that we normally carry. But I mean, that was about it. You know, it was like not a big deal. Whatever happened, there's going to be people talking about it. And like you said, crickets, nobody from the scientific community, nobody from the medical community. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Mm-hmm. And then I just asked my patients, you know, I just put on Instagram, like, you know, if anybody really wants to know the truth, you know, just let me know and I'll do a video. If not, you know, I'm asking the audience, what do they want? And so we had like 700 people in a matter of like 12 hours that said they want the police put out a video. So then I put out an image that said, can you handle the truth? You know, are you sure you can handle the truth?
Right.
And meanwhile, I'm kind of looking at the stuff, and then just the rabbit hole opened up, and the further I went, the deeper and more nefarious the information was. And right now, short of Fauci being put in jail, I mean, it's not even about what Fauci has. There's so many things about Fauci. And Robert, if you're going to indulge me to speak just for 2 minutes on Fauci.
Yeah.
1981, came up with a drug as a prophylactic against HIV for people that had HIV positive or AIDS.
Yeah.
ignoring the actual issue of lifestyle and nutrition and rest and all that stuff.
Yes.
2 years before the alleged identification of the HIV virus, which was in 1984. So he came up with a drug 3 years before, 1981, pushed that drug for a prophylactic reason, all sorts of health problems. So his history of doing this, taking advantage of some type of scenario for the personal gain or for his masters, I don't know. 39 years this son of a bitch has been out there doing this stuff. And then in 2014, when the government passed a moratorium on chimeric research and viruses, he bypasses that as a high up in the National Institute of Health. I mean, it has a directorship there,
yeah.
I think in the Division of Allergy or Infectious Disease, whatever it was, bypasses it, funds additional monies to lead to what came up to be COVID-19. It's not that he was working on COVID-19. They were working on coronavirus, but the infusion of the HIV and the MERS component on a backbone that comes from the SARS, you know, on top of a surface antigen component from the SHC.
But to your point, Fauci made it possible for this virus to be manipulated in this
way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then in 2017, in Georgetown, you know, he said, in 2017, this administration will see a pandemic. It's coming. They will see a pandemic. Now, I want to know, you know, you can't tell what the market's going to do in 3 days, but this guy knows 3 years ahead that there's going to be a pandemic. And then the media is saying, see, Fauci knew. Why did the administration do something about it? Really? That's the question you're going to ask? You're not going to ask the question, how the hell did he know?
Yeah. You know, now the question is, President Trump, why is he still there?
Exactly.
Now
that's
the
true.
Question is, yeah. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
So, all right, so go ahead.
The last thing I just wanted to say was now he's up there. President Trump says hydroxychloroquine, Zithromax, you know, whether you agree with that or not, it has helped a lot of people. These anti-malarial drugs have worked on many different conditions. Okay, so you put that out there. The drugs, one's been out for 70 years, one's been out for 20, 25 years. We know the safety profile on it. Now, Fauci says, nope, don't use that until we have clinical studies to prove that it's effective. We shouldn't use that. But, hey, you know, this new vaccine that nobody knows anything about that we fast-tracked in 6 months? Yeah, or a year and a half. You know, correct people. No, it's not going to be 5 years. It's not going to be next month. It's going to be a year and a half. Yeah, let's go ahead and use that vaccine that could kill you. But and President Trump even said, you know, at least we know what the drugs do. We know the vaccine could kill you. We don't know that.
Right.
And Fauci then, of course, has to say, well, until we have clinical studies. You know what? If that doesn't tell people what this son of a bitch's agenda is,
right.
then nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, we've covered the issue of this proposed new technology vaccine. It's not even based necessarily on what we knew before of antigens with adjuvants, which were bad enough, right, to elicit antibody response. We're talking about genetic interactions like unprecedented, altering your very genome via introduction of what these next level vaccines. And that's an unknown that they want to bypass animal testing altogether.
Well, Robert, as I said yesterday, that if that happens, this doctor will not be alive anymore, because when they come to force it on me, you know, there may be a couple less of them left, but I'll take as many of them as I can take with me.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I said it. They need to know that the risk to vaccinating, not only Dr. Bitar, but any of y'all out there, me, myself, my family, that it comes with high-level consequences to those who would inflict that damage or death upon us. They will probably not volunteer to come see you, Dr. Bitar, or me, or many of our listeners, because they realize the risk to their life and liberty is too great. So, Dr. Bitar,
as much as I love you,
yeah.
You know, your safety or my safety is not the issue for me. It's our children. I know your children. You know my children. It's them, their future. It's their progeny. It's the future of mankind. That's what my concern is.
Yeah.
And has always been.
Beautifully said. We're going to take a break here. I've got Francisco Rodriguez going to talk about if you're getting a check or a direct deposit from the government, how do we use it against them so that they don't benefit, because they want you dependent upon it, and they're going to control you with what your vaccination status is if you go along with this. We're going to tell you how to circumvent that as well. So for those of you who were worried about me being distracted on my phone during the last segment, it was because I was texting Rashid Bitar to get him back. Hey, Rashid, where are you? And, of course, he showed up. There it was. It worked. And Super D, great little info hit with Dr. Bitar. He's booming and getting the word out. And, again, he's got the strength of his conviction and his knowledge and his clinical basis and the principles of which we share, which is it's fun to bring that out. And one thing as we're transitioning to my friend Francisco Rodriguez in just a moment, you know, Rashid was like, he's kind of shaking his head going, why are people so excited about a $1,200 check or direct deposit from the government? Well, I would say because people are so poor that matters to them. But at the same time, the risk of relying on that could destroy, especially for the poorest among us, the ability to use what little money may come in from the government and the control of their behavior via mechanisms. You want this money? We deposit it directly. We can pull it out just as fast. Or we could stop it. We could freeze your account if you don't what? Do what we say. What do we say? You have to have an antibody test before you can leave your house. You have to be fully vaccinated according to the, you know, the latest adult mandates. Forget your children. They're going to have to be if they want to do anything. But you know what I'm saying here? This idea of the gifts are free and unencumbered, come with no strings. Absolute nonsense.
Yeah. No, this is, in fact, I know several people that have gotten their, whatever it's they're calling it, $1,200 thing, and, mm-hmm. and people on unemployment
mm-hmm.
are getting money as well
yeah.
on top of that. And, yeah, and now you've got two Democrats up on Capitol Hill that have introduced legislation where they're going to try and pass a bill that would pay everybody $2,000 a month until the pandemic's over.
Unbelievable.
No joke. Yeah. Yeah, no joke. So
well, and again, that's going to come with control over your behavior. It's going to come with strings. So as we bring in my buddy Seiko, Francisco Rodriguez, he's been in the natural products industry. He's formulated for many companies over the years, many of which you know. He's a good friend. He's been on in a long time, going back, you know, back. I think we did a quick search and saw you in the notes from 2009, but I think 4 years ago you did appear briefly on the show. So welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, sir. I think we did one on Beauchamp, actually. Beauchamp? It was the last time. Yeah, on Beauchamp Day, which was awesome.
Yeah, that was a perfect day, because you get the law of the terrain, my friend, and that's what makes
absolutely.
You so special. Not enough people do, and I appreciate you for that. So, you it was funny. You know, we don't see each other a lot. I'm not in Florida anymore. But, you know, you're a friend. I know you. And 2 days ago, you popped into my head. I'm like, I wonder how Seiko's doing. And then the next day, yesterday, you texted me. I'm like, this is how it works. Honestly, this is how spirit works. We're connected on levels that are inexplicable to allopathic reductionist science, of which we can appreciate some value in science in that way. We're not disputing it. But when you abandon spirit, you are off kilter, and is a
absolutely.
Big part of the message here. So thank you, my friend, for reaching out to me. But the question is, why now? You are also concerned about these so-called direct deposits coming in. And we got to talk about this is a big part of an economic crisis to be even worse if you think that money from the government's going to save you.
Yeah, we got to focus on the solution. So I thought about it a long time. You know, I posted on Facebook, I'm going to tear up the check as soon as it shows up 2 weeks ago. And I realized, well, they're not sending checks, so you can't tear it up. And I, you know, encourage other people to do the same. So since we can't tear up the check, since we can't stop the funds from coming in, then we have to transition. We have to create a transition opportunity. Right now, today, we are in the midst of a crisis, and it's on the outside, it looks like a health crisis, but if you dig deeper, we're on a supply chain crisis. And the reason that health is impacted is because our supply chain has moved so far away from where we live and where things should be growing and where food should be coming from. And so when food comes from far away, then they have to preserve it, then they have to harvest it sooner, then they have to do a lot of things that we wouldn't normally do, we haven't done throughout most of human history, with the exception of things that could transport really well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Nearly 60% of American voters say they're more concerned that a relaxation of stay-at-home restrictions would lead to more COVID-19 deaths than they are that the restrictions will hurt the U.S. economy, according to a new national NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. The poll also says the coronavirus has changed their family's day-to-day life in a major way, jumping by more than 50 points from the March poll. President Donald Trump's overall job rating stands at 46% for those who approve. By comparison, 69% say they approve of the work done by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 66% trust their own governor, 60% trust Dr. Anthony Fauci, and 34% are overall satisfied with the federal government. Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic presidential nominee, his numbers are at 26% of those who trust him. This is USA Radio News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And so the opportunity here is phenomenal for individuals, for families, for communities. And while I wish it wasn't done in this way, I don't want to take a crisis and focus on all the things that could go wrong. This is an opportunity to start making things right today. And so what's that opportunity look like? Today, in the United States of America, we spend just over $1 trillion a year on food, whether it's going out to eat, at the grocery store, and all of that supply chain is pulling dollars away from your community, away from the farmers that are in your, maybe some are in your neighborhood. We have farmers in our neighborhood where I live. Maybe they're in your city. Maybe they're outside of your county. But wherever they are, in Florida, for example, we have 47,000 farm pieces of land property that are either utilized or not utilized, and they're considered small farms. And how many of them are operational? It's hard to know. But if we shifted what is the equivalent of $560 billion today that's going to go to individuals and families in the form of $1,200 checks, some families will get more. If we shifted those dollars far away from the centralization of the food supply and move those dollars locally, hyper-locally, we will transition our economy, we'll transition our health system, we'll transition our family's future, and we will be protected in good times and in challenging times. And so that's what I'm offering as an idea, and I'm really glad to be able to talk about it here with you.
Sego, the idea of mass, what they now call quantitative easing, whatever they're calling this, 2.3 trillion, 6 trillion, whatever the bailout is, it inevitably is going to reduce the purchasing power of those holding Federal Reserve notes or the digits that just magically appear in your bank account. And that diminishes purchasing power so that you're actually not better off in the long run. So the question is, and you and I talk about this economically, we're Ron Paul people, Austrian economic concepts, the flooding of the marketplace with these fiat dollars, so to speak, result in higher prices. Higher price inflation is the money supply expanding. The higher prices are the symptom of that, okay?
Yes.
So how can we protect those who really need that $1,200 or whatever else they're going to get initially from this bailout?
Well, let's look at how does currency usually come into the economy, right? In quantitative easing, historically, it goes through the buying of bonds, right? So the two major groups that get the first dollars whenever money is inflated in the economy are big government and massive corporations. This is a little bit of an unprecedented time where it's still horrible inflation. Nobody wants it, but it's coming to the individuals. So before the market responds, before the products and services shift in their price, people see it first. And so if there's a glimmer of silver lining in all of this, is that this is the first time. And while we don't want to get this dollars from the government, they're coming. This is the first time that they're coming to the individuals first.
Directly. So you get to touch it before it's diminished in value massively.
Right.
And that's a good thing. So, but if I'm gathering what you're suggesting for folks, when they take those digits and bring them back out, do not go into multinational, you know, rebounds as far as where you're sending your money. You talk about hyper-locality, finding out who your farmers are, supporting the food production, becoming your own farmer. I would suggest finding ways to repurpose pallets to make raised beds as opposed to going to even Home Depot and Lowe's. No slight against them. I mean, those are not necessarily local companies. They do employ people locally. I acknowledge that. But find ways to spend it wisely so that we can then repurpose those locally and keep them locally. I would say in certain areas, get gold backs, right?
100%.
Or gold or silver, right?
You're talking about localizing currency, which is definitely one of the points. What I want people to do, you know, because I think having your own garden is fantastic. But if you've never gardened before, I would partner with farmers that are already growing food. You need food this week. You need food in 30 days, 60 days. You need some food preservation capabilities in your local community. What if, imagine this, if we had investment for local producers to have a fermentation capability that utilized fermentation for farmers of all types to ferment at a new facility that was then invested in by these federal dollars that were going to normally would go to massive multinational corporations, but now you're looking at local fermentation capabilities or food preservation. Maybe you're freezing some of the crops that would go bad. Florida had a massive loss of product. They didn't even want to harvest because it would cost them more to harvest the products in their fields than to harvest it and not be able to get it to their customers, which when you have different types of customers, if you have a restaurant customer, your packaging is different than it is if you have an end consumer customer. And so the objective here, the idea here is to shift those dollars locally. And here's two criteria that I would recommend as you're thinking about this. You know, there are farmers that are doing things really well, and they're out of debt, long-term debt especially. If they have a few invoices here and there, that's fine. But long-term debt, farmers that have long-term debt, they're the ones that are going to be challenged by you investing in them. They may not have their systems well done. Yes, they might need to be supported, but it may not be the best place to invest. If you were looking at an investment, you want to invest with those farmers that don't have long-term debt. And secondly, they own their land. This takes a little bit of work on our side as a consumer, but you want them, if they own their land and they have no long-term debt, then they're a great investment. They might need some new tools or equipment to support expanding and supporting the local community. They might need to hire some personnel that know unique processes, because if they're usually supplying the wholesale market, they may not know how to transition to supply the end consumer market. There's going to be some great opportunities to be able to find farms and communities like this. And you know, Robert, this isn't the first time in history for this type of opportunity. And I'm kind of excited to share this bit of history. So in 1774, there was a single document, two pages, called the Continental Association. And it's actually discussed in a book that I think we're going to reference in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And the name of the book is called The Marketplace of Revolution: How Consumer Politics Shaped the American Revolution. And what happened in this two-page document was, you know, we acknowledge that we were still a British colony at the time, 1774. And during that, our buying decisions were constantly being decided on for goods and services that were benefiting the crown. And so a couple of men came together and said, what if we stopped buying things that supported the crown? So mm-hmm. if it was textiles from the motherland, if it was tea from India, molasses and syrups and all of these things, I actually pulled up the document here. It's just two pages. It's such a great piece. And they talk about different foods from different countries. They talk about British plantations that have coffee on Dominica, or wines from Madeira. Wherever they could find products and services that they would use their hard-earned money on, and in our case now, stimulus money, we stopped spending there. Mm-hmm. So instead of spending it, the places that are getting foods from China, foods from other countries, spend it locally. Nice. If we shifted what is essentially 6 months' worth of our food buying power as a country to local farmers.
It's brilliant.
Like, conceptualize that.
Yeah.
6 months worth of our typical spending, we spend it locally. We help, you know what, local restaurants are shut down right now. Imagine if the food that was going to go to waste could be made into soups. You freeze it in soup and you store it for long-term use, and you can utilize that.
So investing in technology, you talk fermentation. We just got, thanks to a generous contribution, a freeze dryer, so that now when we're getting the garden going, because it's seasonal here, not like in Florida, we'll be able to have an abundance of food that we'll have in preserved form. Again, like our ancestors did. This was a normal part, canning, jarring. And we've lost that connection because we have become weak, fat, lazy, et cetera, because it's gotten so easy. And I think if there's a positive, and there are a number of positives even in tragedies, we Absolutely. Can look at what's happening here. It's the redirection of our efforts and our energy expenditure to become independent once again, because we recognize how vulnerable we are due to just-in-time delivery systems of food, for instance, via, you know, diesel trucks. And the gas prices have plummeted because there's no demand right now, as they're, you know, shutting down economies, stay home, et cetera. And the producers of that oil are going to go bankrupt unless they're bailed out. That will, of course, create more of the scenario we described of the money you get from government, if you're depending upon it, become worth less and less to be able to keep you afloat just barely on a month to month, or week to week.
Let me help your imagination even more, because you're touching on a point that, you know, where there's no demand for gas, there's no demand for a lot of things, and the reason is because none of us are working. But you know what's working really, really well still? The ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
The ecosystem just because we shut down doesn't mean soil fertility, doesn't mean soil organisms have all of a sudden said, oh, well, Americans and people in the world aren't taking action. All of the ecosystem, plants, animals, rain, sun, everything is still functioning just like it was the day before your state lockdown, and it'll be functioning just the same during the lockdown. None of those things in the ecosystem are in lockdown. And so here's the opportunity, right? The opportunity is not only to take those dollars and spend them locally and to help those farmers, but if you can imagine in my city, the city that I'm closest to, we're actually on county property, there's about 68,000 people. And if each of those people got a $1,200 check, we're looking at roughly $100 million for a little town of 67,000 people. Now, if you shift those $100 million to the local community, those farmers are going to need to hire people that have lost their jobs. And instead of having to constantly work and depend on something far away from your home, you've now created a local economy that now needs local people, right? And the best strengthened economy is not only localization, but improving the quality of the product or service you have to then eventually export a little bit far away, not necessarily, you know, across the world, unless it makes sense for your product or service. And so this idea is to really make a massive impact on the longevity of your community, your family, your friends, and really to help people think more seasonally and long term, rather than I'm just going to go to the grocery store and pick some things up.
Right. Yeah. There's no investment in that, and other than the Federal Reserve notes you exchange for it, that become less and less viable to do what you're used to doing.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And so this is, again, a wake-up call. We've seen temporary wake-up calls in regards to just-in-time delivery in Florida, hurricane season, floods, earthquakes, disasters throughout history. And so we could say preppers are responsible rather than being denigrated like they used to be. Now suddenly it's like, oh, man, we got to be preppers, all of us. And that's part of life itself, to prepare for disasters you don't necessarily predict unless you're Fauci, who knows 3 years in advance what's going to happen, right, with the virus. So we have linked up, and I think Superdon added into the mix, you sent us a link to the ebook of The Marketplace of Revolution, How Consumers Politics Shaped American Independence. This is Oxford University Press. It looks like the ebook is available for like $9.99. There's also a secondary book, I think, that you have referenced, The Small Mart Revolution. Tell us about that.
In 2008, I was introduced to this book, The Small Mart Revolution, How Local Businesses Are Beating Out the Multinational Competition. And the idea is simply that this local economist, Michael Schumann, he focused on how local businesses have the opportunity to beat out the quality of multinational corporations. They have the opportunity to be artisans. They have the opportunity to improve customer service. But product quality, customer service quality, and then also he had this really interesting calculation where he showed if you bought a book from a national chain bookstore versus a local bookstore, how many multiples that dollar actually moves inside the local economy, right? And so while I understand Austrian economics really clearly, and I think the value of the currency is important, since we're in a devalued currency world, our objective is to keep those dollars as local as possible. And more than that, as we were talking, I realized, you know, we're investing in something that's not losing value, right? A local food supply doesn't lose value over time, right? Even if our currency does,
correct,
the food supply doesn't, right? And so he showed in this book these different studies, and it just caught my attention. And actually, he and I texted him before the show some of the ideas that we were going to be talking about on the show, and he was excited. And so I brought him into the Florida Small Farm Conference back in 2012. He got to speak, and he talked about his new book at the time was Local Dollars, Local Cents, which gives you 12 different ideas of how to spend locally. He's got a new book that I sent Super Don there in the show notes, where it's putting your money where your life is. And I think that as we start to think about where our life is actually spent, the people that we spend it with, the resources that we actually want to focus on, there's going to be a great opportunity for a book like this to translate.
We do have it linked. I just clicked it. Everybody's watching it. You can see it. You can get it. Go to robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Francisco Rodriguez for reaching out, not just to me, but to all of you, to remind you of the power you have, even with money that we're like, dude, really? We got to do that? Well, let's turn it into something good for the local community where you are, where you live. I want to thank everybody for being here. Dr. Batar for dropping in, talking about things that you're not hearing about anywhere else in broadcast media. And I'm glad you're here with us 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, or any fraction thereof. And I remind you, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rock in the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Socialized medicine, is that still the platform of the Democratic Party? Why do they believe that the federal government can take better care of you than you can? The Republican Party believes that a free market for health care is the way to go. All right, that sounds great. I'm all for it, except that their free market includes massive subsidies to multinational drug companies with no allegiance to any nation or state, much less these United States. So what is a rational constitutional solution to the growing health care crisis in this nation?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
It's freedom. It's liberty. Is there a constitutional doctor in the house? Besides Ron Paul, I don't know. Where are we going to go next with this? Because if fear elevates this helplessness, this hopelessness, to the point where our only option we can see is the federal government growing its tentacle bureaucracy into every aspect of our lives, then we've lost as a nation. We no longer honor our foundations. We no longer believe in freedom. We believe it's better to be enslaved to government. Yes, I'm talking about you, Obama. Yes, I'm talking about you, Hillary Clinton and John Edwards. Why would you want to enslave the population to a pharmaceutical paradigm? Because, oh, well, the government can do it better.
The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.